Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick
Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend, Father Spoon,
coming at you with episode 88.
88 for shouldidrinkthat.com, or even if it's crap,
we drink it,
so you don't have to. What's up, everybody?
You're not used to seeing us like this, huh?
No, man, but I love this. This is a great way to do our show.
Now, see, usually we've got a split going right there. Right there.
We're in the same frame.
Same room. We were both in Studio A.
Back in Studio A, coming at you with a little special episode here.
Everything we do is special.
Oh, yes, it is. But this is extra special. How's that?
That's a good way to put it.
Extra special episode.
Extra special.
Got in touch with the guys at Hangar 24 Brewery in Redlands, California, and they were kind enough to send us some beers that we're going to sample tonight.
They were extremely generous. Right there will give you an idea of what we're going to be drinking tonight. Yeah, check that out. These are Balmer bottles. There we go, now we're in focus. Those are the Balmer bottles that we're going to be drinking tonight. There are more bottles, but really.
If we have time, we'll get to them. If not.
But you know what happens if you drink that much beer.
We're still going to review them, but yeah. You know, we'll do a follow-up.
We'll see what happens with that. But thank you for the beers. Also, yes. Nick from over there was very gracious with sending these to us. And let me tell you, when beer arrives in the mail, I see that box sitting on my steps. It's a pretty cool thing.
It's like Christmas all over again. It's a beautiful thing. So we do appreciate it, guys, seriously. Shall we get to it?
Absolutely. Just so you know, if you want to find these guys online, hangar24brewery.com. If you're on Twitter, @hangar24brewery, or go on facebook.com/hangar24brewery. They use the same name on all of them. That's very smart. You know why? Because not very many people do it. As a social media guy, that drives me nuts when people don't. So thank you for doing that. It makes it very easy to remember.
Thank you for your consistency.
And I saw them on Instagram, too. So definitely check them out. These guys are kind of on the top of
everything. Let me guess, it's Hangar 24 Brewery on Instagram.
Do you know what? You must be psychic.
I think I am.
That's what beer does. It gives you the smarts.
Replace the IC with an O, maybe.
All right, Puppy. Let's tell these guys a little bit about these beers here. Take a look at them.
Yeah, no doubt. Hangar 24 Craft Brewery began with a true passion for good beer. And it's the absolute love of flying, the pure enjoyment of being around great friends. Founder and master brewer Ben Cook and his buddies used to meet at Hangar 24, hence the name, after an afternoon of flying to trade stories, talk aviation, play some music, and share a few cold ones that Ben brewed at home. And, you know, these days they say the location of where the fine beers are brewed has changed, obviously, because they can't brew in the hangar anymore, right?
Oh, I would. If I get arrested.
Excuse me. I'm for Clint. But, you know, quality of time spent enjoying a delicious handcrafted beer and conversation with friends is the same as ever. So they got that, you know, that brotherhood going on. Friends start out drinking homebrew together, and look at them now.
And that is one of the cool things with this is that the master brewer, Ben Cook, who founded the brewery, like you said, did start as a home brewer. So there is hope for everybody who makes beer. Don't all of you think you're going to open a brewery anyway. Get some business sense, too.
Yeah, don't.
Obviously,
do that.
He has it.
Yeah.
Think about that. They are celebrating their fifth year this year. So happy fifth anniversary. Definitely want to say that. They are one of the top 100 breweries in the country. And they have over 30 styles of beers that are made available in 7 different series. And one of the most popular series is the Local Fields, which features one of the main ingredients that was grown in local... Oh, there we go. locally near the brewery. Venatius is an example, which is the first one we are going to be drinking. Ooh, check that out. That's kind of sexy.
Local Fields, Venatius.
That's kind of nice. Yes, they said, please, oh, please, let us know what you think about this beer.
I was a little apprehensive at first because I'm not a wine guy. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that. I've said this on the show 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I respect it, just not for me. So, but one spoon here kind of gave me the rundown of what this beer actually is. I kind of had a change of heart. So,
yeah, so this is 8.7% alcohol by volume. Ooh, look at this. I can smell it from here.
Oh, my. It smells malty.
Pass that over.
Yeah, got to force something.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
They recommend doing this one in a snifter.
Go ahead and pour that. That's, wow. So this is the first beer in their Local Field series. Venatius was created to combine the best characteristics of wine and beer. Characters of wine and beer, too, I guess you could say. It's brewed in the style of English oak, old ale, and this beer deviates from the traditional with an ample addition of freshly crushed Movendra grapes.
What was that again?
Movendra.
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 I just wanted to mess that up.
He wants me to speak French because in high school I took 3 years of honors French, and you can tell where it got me. I'm drinking beer with him. The grapes are always good times here.
Let me put back the display bottle.
Yes, the grapes are from Temecula. Venatius pours a deep burgundy color, which we'll see how our lighting goes.
It's very
nice. We're getting there.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see that on camera.
And boasts flavors of rich malt, brown sugar, dark berries, and a touch of oak in the finish.
Looks very nice.
Ooh, you can kind of get the oak on the aroma there. Swirl that a little bit. Can't swirl too much. You gave me a pretty good pour. And I appreciate it.
Of course
it.
I did.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So for the first beer.
Cheers, man. Cheers to you.
If you're out there drinking with us, which is always encouraged.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's nice. I really get the brown sugar in that. It's not overdone, but it's prominent, one of the prominent flavors in it. Wow.
I think I might need a moment.
And I get the Venatius part, you know, the grape part as well. That kind of stands out.
Put that in your mouth and just let it roll around a little bit. Wow,
that's nice. It's got that little bit of that cloying factor to it.
Here's
it sticks to the back of your throat.
Here's what I'm digging with this.
A good one.
Is wow. So the sweetness is really sticking to the top of my mouth. Just, I like it. It's like clinging to the top. But the wood, it's not like a hardwood.
You said hardwood. Yes.
But I'm getting the oaky finish to it, resting on the palate. And wow. I've never had anything like this. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. And what style are they called? It's an old English old ale, which is kind of lends to me almost like a barley wine style in a way.
I get
that heaviness to it, but it's not too heavy.
But with a lot of barley wines too, I noticed that when it's like malty, it's completely malty. It's not like separating itself where right now it's malt on the top and wood on the bottom.
But I think that's been clouded so much over the years now because there's so many good brewers, especially in the United States alone, that's kind of got their own take on every style now. So that's getting blurrier and blurrier, as time goes on. But it's a very nice beer. I mean, there's no alcohol taste to it. It's 8.7. It shouldn't be a lot, but
that's really good.
It's not boozy at all, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
And was it
very smooth?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for as much flavor that's there, it drinks very nice.
As with each beer in their Local Field series, they look to local growers for inspiration, which is very cool.
We love local, so thank you guys for that.
Which also Local Field series.
I get it now.
I made it funny.
Continue.
For this beer, though, they obtained the grapes from their friends at the Wilson Creek Winery in Temecula. See, I can say these California words. Wilson Creek has...
He's been practicing phonetics.
Meanwhile, I have no problem saying Monongahela.
Machinery.
Wilson Creek has been producing outstanding wines in Southern California since 1996. So they anticipate that this joint venture will further demonstrate the exceptional qualities of artisan wine and craft beer and how they work harmoniously together. Say that word after you have it.
Very well said, gentlemen. Ladies.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this drink's really nice.
I can sit back and... Wow.
And it's a good one to split with friends and family. That's, you know, to share, I guess is a better term.
We still have to drink three more beers.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I don't drink this.
Yeah, well, I want to enjoy the downside about doing live video. I mean, you're not going to sit there and watch us, you know, imbibe. He's just going to drink faster.
Well, you know, some of us around here.
It's got that warming feeling in your stomach.
It does.
Yeah.
I love how the malt is just like, it's like taking over the top of my mouth.
And I know this is a California beer, the West Coast thing. However, this is perfect for the season right now in, you know, Western Pennsylvania. It's cold, it's shitty, it's rainy, snowing, it's winter, you know.
It's February in Pittsburgh.
Nice beer for a cold winter day.
Absolutely.
You know.
And I do want to point out, too, that one of the other reasons why I wanted to start with this beer, and this is so I can hockey geek out, is the fact that the ABV is 8.7.
Oh, see, that's...
And right now the Pittsburgh Penguins are playing hockey.
That's just nerdy right there. That's just hockey nerdness right there. That's too much, man.
Go Pens. Hey, Yins, guys! Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week's coming up. April 19th to the 27th.
I hope
so. It's actually more
for that.
It's actually more than a week. It's like 10 days.
If you haven't noticed, Sick Puppy, you know, I'm traveling a lot now, so there's a downside to that, for sure. But there's also a good side to that, because I get to travel and bring beers back home that I can't get a hold of otherwise.
I don't have to travel. You guys just send it to me.
For you guys. Yeah, but it costs less when I can shove it in a suitcase and, you know.
It doesn't cost me anything.
Me neither. Cheaper for everyone, you know, across the board is what I was trying to say.
That is true. In fact, we actually have a surplus of beer now.
Yeah, we got a stockpile. So I love this format. So I think, you know, look forward to more of this. And let us know if you like it or not. I mean, we're still going to have our audio pool from this. Mm-hmm. So all you people driving back and forth to work would love to, you know, listen to the show. In that sense, you'll
still... So the audio is still going to be available on the website to download. And if you have our RSS feed, you're still going to get the show.
Yeah.
But now you get to watch us, too. PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. Just, you know, talking about craft beer.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, there was a blast last year. A lot of good brewers come into Pittsburgh from all over the area. A lot of local, which is always a good thing for me, us, I guess, you know. I love local brewers, love the local scene. And I do want to, speaking of local, not to get off on a little side tangent here, but our friends from Shoe Brew, they got their license, so.
They're like full-blown building this, or rebuilding that building into a brewery.
Yeah.
They're renovating it. Let me tell you.
They're well on their way to, you know, starting the business up. And
so we want to thank everybody from Should I Drink That that went out there and donated, because they got some cash from us.
Yeah,
from our fans.
Kickstarted for them well, man.
So. I'm poor, so I shit.
I got mugs and stuff. I'm good.
But yeah,
I wish them the best. They're great people, and yeah. We'll keep you guys, at least the local folks, you know, updated on their progress as well. So,
Shoe Brew has about 400 pounds of spent grain that they're going to have like every 2 weeks or so, and they need somebody to take it. So if you have a farm or something, they're actually looking to donate to somebody if you want it.
Farm or
make a bunch of bread.
Spent grain muffins are amazing. So,
yes, sir.
Keep that in mind.
This is going to be tough to do with bombers the whole time. Might have to start.
Not for me, man. I'm in good shape here.
We'll see what's going on.
I'm rather enjoying this fine beverage.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks for sending. Wow.
Yeah, amazing beer, guys. That was really well done.
I get the wine pro. I get how they were talking about like a wine profile.
Yeah, I like the malt. That old English style fits. Again, to me, there's a fine line between that and the barley wine, but you know, it is an old English ale. I mean, it's really, really well done. The flavor profile is amazing. It's smooth. It's well balanced.
Yeah,
it's a very nice beer. So thank you, guys. Now to the $1,000 question, or the $100 question, because we're
$100.
What's next?
Well, when we take a look at our list of beers here, I don't know, what are you in the mood for? How about some chocolate porter?
Why don't we just get down the line?
We'll go down the line. We'll do the chocolate porter.
Because I think if we do the IPAs before the chocolate porter, our palates
are going to destroy. Now you see why I put the bottles like that, because I want to see what this is like with chocolate right
you
after.
You didn't plan that at all.
I did.
I'll
go back to this. I planned that.
Ha!
So the chocolate porter is rich and decadent. The strong porter is perfect for sipping at the end of the day or to accompany full-flavored foods. We had chips.
Yeah.
I think that qualifies. We had
salt and pepper potato chips.
Salt and pepper potato chips. That's full-flavored. I had the McFish Bites on the way over. I guess that counts. I guess it counts. I don't know. We'll go with that, though. The intense roasty flavor, oh man, this is going to be good, comes from two types of chocolate malt and raw cocoa nibs.
Ooh.
Whole vanilla beans introduced post-fermentation add complexity and enhance the dessert-like qualities of this full-bodied beer. I have a feeling this is a full-bodied beer.
You think?
Indulge yourself. Oh, we are. Now, here's a couple cool facts about this, too. 4-time silver medalist.
Oh, very nice. I did not know that.
2012 California State Fair. 2011 California State Fair. Is it 2012? What's the
2012.
What's AP style say? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, who cares? Whatever.
LA International Commercial Beer Competition in 2010.
Wait, I have to be fair and pour these evenly.
Thanks.
Excuse me.
2010 Los Angeles International Commercial Beer Competition. They got some hardware.
Yeah, very nice.
I'm watching you to make sure I get an even pour out of this.
Shush. You have a tiny glass.
It's small, but it's cute. Oh, I'm doing the sick puppy.
Stole a line from me right there.
Oh.
Jake, I gotta get the bigger glass, so I'm just gonna, you know.
Oh, go for it.
Take the liberty of, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, this is the, I know you saw it on the other screen, obviously, but this is the chocolate porter from Hangar 24. Very nice labels, by the way. I think it's one of my favorites with the airplane on it. Beautiful. Love it. So I'm going to put this back and continue.
Wow.
I don't want to break up the four, you know. There you go.
Mm.
What do you think?
Mm. Wow.
I can smell this.
That's
the aroma that's right here is amazing.
Ooh. Coffee.
This is 8%.
Roasty.
How about rich and decadent?
I'm not getting decadent yet.
And they call this a sipper. It's perfect for sipping. So,
yeah. Now, see, this is really cool because it's the reverse of the last beer for me where it's malty on the bottom and it's dry on the top. So they just did like a flip-flop.
That's nice. That cocoa bite. At the end, mm-hmm. Not a harsh bite, but you know it's cocoa in there. The nibs. Wow, that's very, very nice. Whole vanilla beans. I get that.
The roasty. Dude, the roasty on the top is
very nice. And when you said dessert-like qualities, that's absolutely true. I can see having this with dessert anytime, like a chocolate cake or ice cream or ice cream or something.
You know what this reminds me of now?
It's a nice dessert beer.
When we worked in IT together, remember when we used to have
this? Just say wait, together, because they still work in IT.
Our old job.
Yeah.
Remember, they used to sell shock lots. Those.
I love those things, man. Yeah.
That's like the roast
covered espresso with coffee beans.
So I've got like that. That's what it tastes like in the top of my mouth right now. Like, I'm getting that like
aftertaste. I forgot what those were called.
Shock lots, I think. Shock a lot.
Yeah. Ooh, shock it out.
Wow.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't had those, they're chocolate covered coffee beans.
The kicker ones have an espresso on them.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah, this is wow. Guys, this
I'm actually glad we did this before the IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
The IPAs would have killed this.
Wow. Oh, there's the vanilla.
Oh yeah, it's prominent.
As this is warming up, I'm getting the vanilla. I'm used to looking down when we're talking like face to face, so we have a camera here.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like the vanilla on this.
Did you go over the banana thing all the way?
Well, don't knock it over.
Yeah, I got stuff over here. I apologize.
So the beer actually began life as a Panamanian porter. I guess that was their original name for it, with the flavors of chocolate, vanilla, and banana.
Banana. Mm. I was going to mention banana, and then I started like cheating on the notes. I'm like, oh, they do mention banana.
Mm. A truly unique beer. We felt that those flavors needed some smoothing out, so we changed the yeast strains and eliminated the banana flavor.
Yeah.
Which, if you brew beer, came from the yeast strain.
Yeah. It's an ester. It's banana esters.
The Panamanian... Hey, I'm doing pretty good with words tonight.
You are.
The Panamanian porter did have many fans, however, and there may be plans in the future to bring this back on a special occasion. I would love to try that. If you do, send it to Pennsylvania.
Wow. Actually, what I would like from you guys, if you'd be so kind, is send us this one again, and alongside of the original.
The Panamanian.
I would love to do that.
That'd be a nice...
Just to compare that yeast strain difference, like side by side would be great.
In fact, if you guys just want to start shipping to Pennsylvania, like just sending in your beers here, that'd be great.
We said it to a lot of breweries from the West Coast.
Or better yet, since we know PA's got really screwed up tax laws right now, Ohio is very close for us.
Yeah. No, we do have one of the lowest beer taxes in the U.S., honestly, but that's a whole other episode, man. Pennsylvania's screwed up when it comes to... I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again.
PLCBs are going to get privatized.
PA, no, that's not ever going to happen. PA, we pay for our sins. We get a lot of good beers, but we pay for our sins because everything's jacked up in price.
It snows.
Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. I don't want to waste the time here, you know, with you guys talking about that, to hear about the beer. So, cheers, man. Again, Hangar 24, well done, my friends.
Wow, I can't believe this is an 8%.
Yeah, I mean, I got the old English ale on the first one. Yep. You're going to get that higher alcohol taste, their feeling to it, you know what I mean?
As it starts...
This one does not taste like 8%.
Yeah, as it starts warming up...
It's a dessert beer, yeah.
I'm definitely getting more... wow!
I mean, these weren't ice cream.
More vanilla out of this.
It's a pretty good thing. Yeah, I like this one a lot. Again, it's a great dessert beer. This would be like after dinner mint, if you will.
This is absolutely a dessert beer. I
love it.
I can get into this.
I was going to compare it to another brewery and a beer, but I don't want to do that, so I'll just shut the hell up.
Don't beat that guy.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
That's like wearing the shirt of the band you're going to go see.
It did, like, immediately remind me.
Wearing the shirt of the band that you are.
No, this is different because
I am the band.
Yeah.
I are the band.
It's not like I went to see shouldidrinkthat.com last night and wearing it today. You know, the next day at school, that's just anal.
I did that with Pink Floyd.
Yeah, everybody did that. Look where I was last night. You didn't go to the show I did.
No, I did that because I passed out in Pittsburgh and went to high school. Anyways.
It's like a badge of honor back when I was in high school, man. Dude, you went to the show.
Well, we didn't give very many shows in Erie, so
we didn't do that. I'm north of Pittsburgh, but who's counting?
I saw Public Enemy when I was like ninth grade. They came to Erie, and
I think that was one of the great melds between us two. Public Enemy, Anthrax.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of
collaboration they did.
I have an eclectic mix of music.
You know, my friends die. He's in the rap. I'm in the metal. Hey, look, Anthrax. Public Enemy can do it. We can get it out. It's great.
14-year-old skinny white kid going to a Public Enemy concert by himself.
You're making me feel old.
And my parents had no problem with that.
Good Lord.
Explains a lot of what happened.
Cheers, man.
I dig this.
This is very nice.
Wow, I like how the vanilla... You know what?
I want cookies right now.
You know where the vanilla is sitting? sitting in the head, sitting in the lacing.
I mean, if you're going to think of it that way, I think vanilla is the first flavor I get.
It's not for
me. I'm getting the tongue, and then after that, what I always loved about us doing the show together is how I perceive a beer as I'm drinking it. He may not, but it's the same damn beer. So, I mean, we've proven over the years, not maybe proven, but
no, we've proven
in our experience.
We're goddamn scientists.
I mean, beer tastes up to the individual, man.
Yeah.
If you listen to somebody that's, it must taste like this, or you must get this.
If you don't get this, you're stupid.
Die in a fire. Shut up. Enjoy the beer. They make these beers for people to enjoy, so just do that, okay?
As long as you enjoy the beer, it doesn't matter how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, I get snobbish about beers. I'll admit that, but I'm one of them.
But that's how you enjoy it.
I take a step back and go, wait a minute. I just sounded like a douchebag. Stop.
And I drink beers. I drink beers that I like. If you don't like them, it doesn't matter because it's beer.
No, don't get me wrong. I will make fun of you for doing the B, the M, or the C. But I still respect your right to do that.
Oh, I'm going to make fun of you either way, just because that's what we do.
Yeah, I make fun of a lot of people. It's cool. Anyway, back to the beers. Amazing dessert beer. Incredible. You want to show the label again? Okay, it's the one with the plane on it. The chocolate porter, you see that in the stores, definitely pick it up. Amazing beer.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm digging the artwork. Obviously, you know, you're getting the whole hangar thing out of this with the airplanes, but it's very, very cool
There's
artwork.
There's a theme here.
It's like, I want to say it's like 50-ish. It's like USO.
It's retro. USO, that was great. Yeah.
USO
World
type.
War II yeah. kind of artwork, maybe.
I mean, That's what I'm getting at. It's yeah. very cool. I dig it. I dig the fonts.
It's old school. It's very cool. Yeah. It's retro. I love it. Love it. Love
I
it.
Very much dig the fonts.
Dude, this beer. The aroma on this dessert beer, and guys, I apologize if you don't consider this a dessert beer. I don't want to label it as such, but to me it is. I mean, it's a good beer overall. You have to have a dessert.
I think this is fantastic.
Yeah, you can drink it any time, but I'm just saying it would be more enhanced if you had it as a dessert beer.
I dig this.
Amazing beer. We went from a good, you know, old English-style beer to this. And I think it was actually a great segue.
We're about to get a little bitter in it.
I think I just did that.
Bitter in it.
But you're in a beer reference is what you're saying. I think I got a little bitter in my rant, so I apologize. Why do I apologize?
Wow.
I never apologize.
Whatever you put in this beer...
It's magical.
It's magic sauce.
This is a Columbus IPA. Here you go. It has a plane in flight.
Bitter and bold.
I like
that's
bitter
how, that's
bold.
How they like to describe it. This single hop American style IPA features 100% Columbus hops for an intense citrus, floral, and spicy aroma and flavor. Well, it doesn't look as... It sounds cooler than actually seeing me say it like that.
Yeah, I love IPAs, so
I'm excited. There's five different malts to form the rich backbone that balances the hops.
Really, five?
Five. It's only five.
Love that.
Not three, but five.
That's bold brewing right there. I mean,
This one only has 77 IBUs to it.
Yeah, but it's an IPA. It's not a super-duper heavy-duty, double-triple, quadruple IPA.
Hey, everybody, this is a super IPA! Nothing like that. No, it's not like just...
We'll
told you I'd get that in.
Yeah,
the resinous
you got a new beer. Radio voice.
I've got a new radio voice. Welcome to the Morning Zoo Show.
Dude, I've been doing this show for 7 years. I tell them every year, you should have been a radio host, dude. You should have been one of them monkeys throwing the sound bites in and being stupid. And
welcome to the Mr. Pig Show.
See? Yeah. There's any serious radio guys out there?
I used to practice this in my basement when I was a kid.
I can tell. I just masturbated.
The rest of this mouth field is also followed by a clean
graphic. You follow a mouth feel? What the hell is that?
The resinous mouthfeel is followed by a clean, dry hop finish that refreshes and satisfies.
Shit, puppy. Let me pour your beer.
Pour my beer for me so I can have some of this IPA.
Continue with the fine description of this beer. I don't want to take away from Hangar 24.
That's all I got. It was a two-time silver medalist in the California State Fair,
yeah, that's what I'm
2012, 2011.
I'm talking enough for you.
You know, these guys are winning a ton of awards at the California State Fair. Knowing how much beer is made in that state, that's impressive, people. And we did have, wait, let me see the ball. We did have a problem with this when we first started, when we were talking about this. I kept
he
saying,
said it first. So.
I said Columbia.
Yeah.
And I totally had this whole thing that I wanted to do. I thought of it right away.
Drugs.
Where, well, no, I was going to do like the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing. And then I'm like, and then you said it's Columbus. So I can't do it. So if you make a Columbia beer.
This is all Columbus hops, obviously, because it's called Columbus. I don't even have to cup this. I mean, it's the aroma is there. It's,
I must remove my glasses.
Columbus, that citrusy aroma and that flavor. It's going to be...
Wow, dude, that is...
Eating grass, like some people say. Floral, spicy, yeah. Yeah, the aroma is amazing. And this is what turns me on is, IPAs. I love
this,
that
this is
aroma.
What an IPA should smell like to me.
Mm.
Wow.
It smells like Jesus.
Wow, that is...
I'm drinking it. Like, the aroma is amazing, so cheers, man. Oh, that's nice.
Mm. Whoa, how'd they do that?
What I love about that, there's five different malts in there. And one hop. That is a well-made beer. As you would think, you know, even on an average sense, that the malt would overpower the hops.
Wow.
Five different malts. I mean, I don't know the ratio, obviously, but damn, that's good. I mean, the hops are prominent, no matter what. I mean, that's, I don't know how much Columbus they use in that. But.
Wow. How'd they get the hops to rise like that? I mean, it's...
You know, you even said it earlier, that resinous mouthfeel. It does have that, but it's not offensive. It's not, and I apologize to Dogfish Head, because I don't mean it in a bad sense, bad way. Dogfish 120 has an offensive resinous mouthfeel.
I never got that. No, I've only ever chugged a Dogfish 120 on the internet.
It's not offensive is a bad term, but I guess what I'm trying to say is it's nowhere near a 120 resinous. But
no,
it's,
you know what I
that
actually, you know,
reference.
You know what I
common.
You know what I think idea. Is resiny? Is 60 minutes.
Resin?
We said resin. So it's licking the pipe.
Really? I don't get resiny in my palate until I hit 120.
I get it out of 60.
Wow. I feel
but I don't get it out of 75.
Just a normal hot beer.
I don't get it out of 75 or 90. I get it sometimes out of 60.
Mm. What's that new beer that Dogfish is coming out with?
Do they have which one?
It was along the 60, 75, 90 mix crap.
Well, 75 is the mix of the...
Right, but there was a new one. Anyway, I digress. We're here for Hangar 24,
this is,
so whatever. But East Coast discussion, we'll save that for later.
This is a fantastic beer.
Hop burp. I get that a lot.
So if you watched the last show, which was episode 87.
Good show, by the way. I wasn't there, but
thank you.
To you.
Tribute to Sidney Crosby. That was the Stone and Joy by 2015.
By the way, that was not an F-bomb. I whispered it.
That one, it's I've had two awesome IPAs like back to back for shows. That one was fantastic. This one is wow. Myself and Jeff McCuller from Erie Ale Works had a fantastic IPA without Sick Puppy.
Yeah, bastards. I couldn't even get that one, by the way. I was out of the loopage.
But the thing is, this is a fantastic IPA too. And here's the cool thing, the difference between the two, is that one was like straight up like hops. Like that was just
beers. The hops in your face.
Hops punching you in the nuts, just and this one is hop aroma.
Subtle yet, hey, there's hops here.
I love the malt in this. It's smooth and it's hoppy.
I think what lends to that is it's just one hop. It's not a combination of, it's not a blend of, it's just one.
And it's not like,
here you go.
It's not overload of the hops too. It's just
floral citrus.
I love it.
I like it. It's very nice.
Mm. Now this is wow. This is a fantastic IPA.
Yeah, it's a proper IPA. It's just not. It's not too offensive. It's not too underwhelming. It's right there. You know what I mean?
Honestly, when I want somebody to try an IPA that I like, I I think this is the perfect. I don't want to say it's a perfect representation of the style.
That's
our way of saying it sucks, but it doesn't suck.
Will be nice.
We're trying to be polite. But this really is, like, I think this does represent how I want an IPA to taste.
I agree.
That's the way I see it. I'm not trying to be, like, facetious or anything. I'm just saying that I think this is how I want my IPA to taste.
Right.
I want this and a bottle of Southern Tier Gemini Unfiltered. And I've got, like, two fantastic IPAs that I'm just going to sit back and
I would
throw smoke a cigar
to Ben Cook. Just as a home brewer, I don't know if you want to divulge this, whatever. It's fine if you don't, because I know a lot of brewers don't. But
I bet you he uses Columbus hops.
No, I was going the opposite. I want to know what malts and what ratio of malts.
Ooh, because good question.
For 5 malts in this beer, I get that malt backing, but it's so hot prominent after 5 different. Yeah, exactly. I want to know kind of what he used and what they used and the ratio of each, you know. It's balanced very, very well, and I commend you for that. I mean,
and that's not just the beer he's talking; that's the home brewer him talking about because he wants to make it. Zach already said the wheels turning. He wants to make this beer.
Can I make the? Can I order it here?
That's like an experiment that I have left over back in my.
Do I have to kill somebody in California, steal their body, stick the hops in their carcass?
Very bad segue after the recent events, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Cabin, elderly people from Pittsburgh, you know, revenge killings.
If I killed a Tauntaun in California and stuck the hops in its belly and brought it back,
would that stay warm?
No, it would stay warm. Work for Luke.
Great beer. Great IPA. Excellent representation of an IPA. Very well done. Dude, they're 3 for 3, so.
Guys, you're definitely impressing us. We like this.
I'm just trying to get the next beer because I know what's next.
Kind of excited. Go ahead.
I'm gonna keep drinking this. Attention, campers.
It's now 9:30.
It's actually 8:16 Eastern. It's time for the final beer of the evening. This is the double IPA, 9% ABV. 118.
You know, by the way, IBUs. Hangar 24, I love the naming convention. You don't even fuck around. You're like, double IPA.
Double IPA.
Yes, double IPA. It was Columbus IPA, but different. Yeah, I don't want to take away from that.
It's double.
Yeah, but what are the details of this one?
It's assertive and drinkable.
It's assertive and drinkable, okay.
The double IPA is California's gift to beer lovers.
9%.
It is 9%.
IBUs are 118, which I totally get. Anything over 100 is...
What?
Are you ready for this?
I am.
Their beer, this one, is brewed with 4 distinctly, right, American hops. Centennial, Citra, Columbus, not Columbia, and Simcoe.
I love Simcoe.
All beautifully balanced by 5 malts and a generous addition of local orange blossom honey. An intense sensory experience, the fresh aroma of citrus, pine, and grapefruit with the bold taste of hops and sweet honey.
I love honey-based beers, and that's my kind of little crutch. Anything honey, I don't care what style it is, I don't like it. Yeah, like a wheat beer. It's got honey in it.
Remember?
I'm not a fan of wheat beers, but if it's got honey in it, I'm in.
Anyone remember Oakland 357? You want to taste your honey?
I remember Transylvania 65,000.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I see. Pittsburgh reference.
Gina Davis. Fuck.
You said Gina Davis. I had to say fuck. Whew. Anyway.
So this beer was first brewed to celebrate American Craft Beer Week in 2010. The double IPA style is distinctly American. Hell yes. And so are the flavors of specific hops used. This beer was an instant hit. Southern California do love their hops. Yes, they do.
You got the Yakima Valley and shit over there.
And we plan on brewing it throughout the year whenever our production schedule allows it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, dude, cheers to that. I love this. I mean... It's pretty much, I mean, naming convention aside, it's the Columbus IPA, but double that.
Whoa! With
different hops. You know what I mean? It's a flavor profile, but well-balanced. Nicely done, Columbus IPA.
Oh!
This is way more intense.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's a hoppy one.
You know, craft beer people or people trying to get into craft beer that are trying to get into IPAs would probably not an introductory one at all. Even the Columbus IPA I would not say it's an introductory IPA because that one's it's pure Columbus. It's straight in your face. It's
this. Wow. Yeah, this is a hop punch.
This is a, and I hate to use the word typical.
Typical what?
Typical double IPA.
Oh, I can taste Centennial.
Which is just a good thing. Typical double IPA is...
I can actually pick out Centennial.
So, Hangar 24, I have a question and a challenge for you. Are you guys ever going to do a triple IPA?
Why?
Or a quad? Why? What's the Belgian style? Or the, you know my Belgian style or Belgian yeast tour. Just saying. What you're doing now. I'm just trying to escalate.
2011, they won the silver in the California State Fair and the LA International Commercial Beer Competition, and then also in 2012, they won the California State Fair silver. How are these guys not winning gold? Who's winning the gold? That's what I want to know. So, no, it's overall, Hangar 24, damn, you guys.
Yeah, dude.
You're the best kept secret from the East Coast, at least. I'm sure everyone on the West Coast knows you, guys, but.
This is why I like doing shows with West Coast people, because if word spreads, distribution to...
We do have a lot of fans on the West Coast, which are very very good to us and very cool.
Sure. They were worldwide. We were like, I got from Romania.
Yeah. For shipping us yeast samples.
Love that guy.
No, it's... Wow, this is a fantastic brewery.
You guys are great. We've amazing. Had four well-done beers. True to the style, if not beyond.
Great job,
love
guys.
Everything, guys.
Do appreciate everything you guys did.
Yep.
You know what? This is the kind of beer that it might be like this when you go to the brewery or whatever, but I could see myself like going to a really cool like jam session, sitting down with their beers, be like, this is a fucking cool two.
Yep.
Two for Spoon. It's about to be three. It's a really fucking cool like experience. Like just sitting back, enjoying a great beer. You got a band playing, you're like, dude, this is it.
Yeah, I mean,
I can see myself just chilling to a band.
I mean, for me, like, if I'm coming from PA to California, I'm checking out a local brewery, whatever, no matter what the size, whether it's Stone, you know, Gardens or Hangar 24 or whatever, I know that these guys make solid beers, and that's
I'm totally recommending this to the people.
Yeah. You know, we've had your beers, and if I ever get a chance to come out to see you guys, which in my traveling, I probably will. But there's a whole earthquake thing involved that we don't really want to get into there. That I mean, there's a lot there. Yeah, I can't discuss that. But anyway, if I'm around your way, I will visit you guys, and I'll hang out and we'll bullshit and enjoy some good beer talk.
Oh, you know what I would chill with this too, and. I'm not going to say Pearl Jam for once because I don't need the Pearl necklace references.
I almost said it, but he finished
it. Yeah, I know better. 6 years of doing this show. No, 7 years.
Pearl necklace.
I've known him since like 98, so I have capacious sentences.
Yeah, what's the other name? Stone Temple Pilots?
Yeah, thanks. But no, like, if I was like a...
I'm going to lie, I hate that.
If I was at a Foo Fighters show... Which I like. No, it's like acoustic show. This would be very cool. Like their beer is cool acoustic music.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't gonna say their beer is like a Little Fair.
No, I. For the Pittsburghers, if you're at a Clark show, acoustic.
I love the Clarks as people, musically.
You're in a car commercial.
Still pay my bills. I love them.
I love you, yet I hate you.
No, it's. I could very much chill out with this beer. Like,
oh hell yeah, dude! This is a great double IPA.
this is, you know what? This is one of those where you go into your dude room, so
but,
put on your headphones
but
with your music
like,
and just go.
You know, the Columbus IPA. That was a great representation of an IPA.
I thought Columbus was fantastic.
Yeah, and it is. But I think your double IPA, and I'm speaking, you know, directly to you, Hangar 24.
To you and the
not
camera.
Everyone's going to... Your laptop, I don't care. Not everyone's going to enjoy that beer because it is a double. And, you know, the people that we try to get into craft beer, that's not a good place to start. However, if you're into double IPAs and you know what that style represents and you know what to expect from it, their double IPA, Hangar 24, is just spot on.
I like it.
Amazing beer.
The Columbus IPA, I think, is a fantastic representation of an IPA.
Oh, absolutely. That is a definition IPA to me. Right,
this
forget it all, retarded and nerdy and geeky.
This
GCP, you
is
know.
A great beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forget I don't all know what BCP you... judging, you know, style wise. That's it. Love that beer.
BJCP is great if you're for when you're doing contests. But you know what? If you want to make an if you want to make a beer that you like, screw BJCP. Do what you like.
I respect the styles.
Yeah.
They define because it.
I respect the guidelines. You have to have guidelines for everything.
Right.
But you know what? Make the beer you love.
But what drives me nuts is the people that's like, this is not within the BJCP guidelines, so I will not approve it.
You mean like Coon Cat?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why he doesn't talk to us anymore. Don't talk to us anymore.
But, you know, like places like Hangar 24 would not exist today if everyone stuck to that mold. So if you're going outside that reference, I'd love you, respect you, and bring it on. Send it to us. We will review it.
You know, it's kind of funny.
Hopefully they love it.
That looks like Mount Hood. Because I can geek out.
You know, they may have stolen it.
That looks like Mount Hood.
Barnett, man. I think they might have copyrighted.
That's why it looks familiar. That looks like your label that you did.
Yeah, see, yeah. I'm gonna have to sue Hangar 24.
All right. So overall, what do you think of all the beers?
What was your favorite?
Oh shit.
I know we entered with an IPA and a double, but I love the chocolate beer.
The chocolate beer is very good.
But we can't take away from the first one either.
Oh man, that see you're killing
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we can't compare styles. We've had so many different styles. My favorite style of this evening was that damn chocolate beer was amazing.
Well, here's the problem with it. Some craft beer shows will rank from best to worst the beers that they tasted.
Sorry.
Overall enjoyment. Is the way I see it.
I just think you like the fucking beer, don't you?
Yeah, and you know what? The Venetius, I like the beer. I really
like
that beer.
I will say that I was surprised by that beer because the way you guys promote it, the way Hangar 24 promotes it, wine, grapes, I didn't totally get that.
I would have liked
other breweries and beers out there that. Promote the wine thing like Dogfish, Red and White, Black and
Blue. Oh, those are like hardcore wine. And
yeah, to me, that's just grape juice mixed with beer. I don't like that. So, but that's the impression I got with that one.
Reading the description, I was hoping for more of a deeper berry taste to it.
Totally turned around when I tried it, though.
I really wanted
like
an
Old English
like
ale,
a stronger berry and whatever. It's fantastic beer.
I thought it was perfect.
The chocolate beer afterwards, awesome. Very good beer.
There might have been a timing on that one, but...
But I have to say...
Great dessert beer.
Oh, fantastic dessert beer. But I think overall, I got to go with the Columbus.
Me too.
And
me
I,
too.
Drinking
and
them,
again, I know
that this
would
win,
styles
but...
is stupid, and if any other beer show slash people compare beer after beer after beer to breweries...
I thought it was very good.
Shut
very
up.
Well done.
You cannot compare... Four beers in one night if they're different styles. That's just dumb. But overall, Hangar 24, amazing beers.
Very good.
Very well done. Very well executed. Kudos to the brewers. Kudos to the owners. Amazing, amazing beers.
Yes.
However, if I had to pick a favorite.
You have to.
It's hard because we just had an IPA with a double IPA. And I love the double IPA style because it's like it's like hot candy, chewable. Mm-hmm. Love that. But if I'm going to go style-wise, the Columbus IPA for me was my top. But I love that. The chocolate beer is amazing.
Chocolate beer is fantastic. But yeah, it's
a different style, different genre, you know, all that.
For chocolate beers, that's probably one of the better ones I've had next to Choc-Lot.
See, that's where I digress early. Remember,
don't compare it to another brewery.
If I'm comparing chocolate beers like in a row, Choc-Lot is like one of my favorites.
I mean,
this
if I would have to like you know be in a confessional beer thing, I would say to Hangar 24, hey, I love Southern Tier, one of my favorite brewers of all time.
Boston,
chocolate, yeah. That chocolate beer from Hangar 24 reminds me of the Southern Tier Choc-Lot. Whether you think of it as a compliment or an insult, I'm sorry.
But Southern Tier is much more chocolatey.
And I get that, but it reminded me.
Yeah, it had the chocolate beer. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to compare one to the other, and I hate that. It reminded me of Southern Tier Choc-Lot.
Cheers.
Should I drink that.com? This has been
the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This has been Sick Puppy.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Hangar 24 is not crap.
No, drink it. Far from it.
Amazing. Amazing. Generous people. Awesome people. Great. Well done, beers.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, go to shouldidrinkthat.com. If you want to find us on Twitter, it's at SIDT. This is at SIDT Sick Puppy. I am at SIDT Spoon. On Google Plus.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook, sorry.
Facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat, or you could go to gplus.something. Go to shouldidrinkthat.com. You'll find all of our links.
Yeah.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Sick Puppy.
You know, it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Hangar 24 is not crap. Off like a prom dress.
Bitches!